yellow moon coming up tonight.
What is up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, The Shaw. Raised in Wisco, and this is so typical Wisconsin. It's 99 degrees out. Say hello, Danielle.
Oh, hello. I have not melted away in the last 2 days.
Have you been working outside in this?
Outside, yes. And pieces of equipment that blow hot air. Or right next to an engine compartment, so it just radiates.
I'm way too fat for that. I cannot do that.
However, luckily, I have really nice coworkers that we all like take shifts in equipment, so we just like sit in the air conditioning for an hour, then this person sits in the air conditioning for an hour.
A lot of the guys that I hunt with, actually, who do construction or work outside in this kind of heat, they've been getting to work at like starting their work day at like 5:30, 6 a.m., and then they're done. They're calling it quits at like 11 or noon.
See, we work in residential areas, and okay, as heavy equipment operators, we run heavy equipment. We cannot start our engines until 7:30, 8 o'clock, because everyone complains about
them. Well, a lot of places have got ordinances against it, even so.
I mean, I would love to start at 5.
Here's, you know, something that's crazy to me. It's like human people cannot handle the heat. I mean, this is like oppressive. I mean, out of control oppressive. But for some reason, the animals love it. The animals and the insects love it. They are out like crazy.
With their fur coats on.
I was scouting yesterday and the day before, and I saw geese. I mean, now geese are flying late because of the heat. They kind of want to come and eat a little bit later. But I saw turkeys everywhere. Yo, if you're out there and you're listening to the show, and you guys can check us out throughout the great state of Wisconsin on your civic radio stations. We replay this show at 11 a.m. Saturdays in a million markets across the state, and I've been approached by people throughout the state, which is fantastic. The numbers are growing. The family of Raised in Wisco is growing. Of course, we do have our loyal listeners out in Oconomowoc, the Kennedy clan, and so we're going to say shout out, hey to them. But I have to tell you, this Saturday is the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo.
Yes, it is.
And it is going to be, my head is absolutely spinning from it. We've had guests on from Todd Schaller to Bruce Ross because we have a huge show this weekend.
I'll say, is it spinning from your sweet find at True Value?
Did you see that?
That's,
how cool is that?
I was going through, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yes, we have... The provider, Spices and Rubs, which is under the umbrella of the Fowl Life, it is like the best spices and rubs and sauces, the provider right wing sauce. And we have it now on sale at Laurelburg's True Value.
That is
Go get it
sweet.
At Laurelburg's True Value in Oconomowoc.
Just look for Joel's face.
It really, really cool. I'm sorry. It felt really cool because they got like a cool picture of me carrying a turkey. I'm going to tell you, most of the time in real life, I look like a complete and total dork. So when someone snaps a picture that's kind of cool of me, I'm pretty jacked about it. So big shout out to Jeff Borkert, who owns the True Value out there. Stop in, grab one of the spices, take your picture, send it into us.
Well,
and the cool thing about it is the
Fowl
Life and Provider Brands gave a nice shout out to WAUK and Raised in Wisco on the sign. So there's a display with the spices, with the Provider right wing sauce. Go check it out. It's pretty awesome. I hope Crute, the boss, is listening. Anastasia, does he listen?
Like a
She's
bonus.
Shaking her head. No.
You think he listens to anything other than his show?
No, you know what? That's probably how he is. He probably listens to his show and none of ours.
And if he's hearing this right now, no, he didn't.
But, Crute, I have to tell you, Anastasia had a great idea today. She thinks we need a billboard.
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Anastasia.
See? Yeah, thank you.
That
for
was
being
such
so
a
considered.
Good idea.
Well, if we do have a billboard, we should have Anastasia on it with us, I think.
Oh, of course.
So, Crute, if you're listening, we want a billboard. I mean, I think that picture Danielle and I took for the promo shots would be a pretty awesome billboard.
Yeah, one of the like the 17 pictures
of us. Yeah, again, I look good on that picture. I look actually kind of thin on that picture. I don't even understand.
Because you are thin.
No. I hide it all below the table.
Linda, you're thin.
Listen, Linda. That's so not true. Do you even remember the Listen, Linda meme that was on the Facebook or on the Instagram?
On the gram.
On the Book of Faces?
Yeah, it's that young kid.
Yeah.
Linda, listen.
That's so good. It's like 99 degrees out today, and we're going to be hunting geese within like...
8 days.
8 days.
8 days.
That is
obnoxious.
I'm ready.
And Bannon and I were training this when I got home from work in the rain just in case it rains on the...
Why were you training in that? Why would you come home? I don't know. First of all, I don't... You must have to drink water like the whole day, literally.
The whole day. I put a whole 12-pack of Gatorade in the freezer, and then I bring like 3 frozen Gatorades to work, and then I drink a gallon with liquid IV.
Yeah. You know Woody, my buddy Woody.
Yes, one of
my
I know Woody. Everybody buddies. Knows Woody.
So he's out. He's like, they were out doing construction, and he said some of the guys started like getting sick to their stomach mm-hmm. and started feeling like they were like had like stopped sweating. And
that's
I'm like,
not good.
Bruh. Do you understand that's like heat exhaustion, like, and heat stroke is the next step. So be careful out there. But you know, we're within 8 days of running around with decoys in a field this Saturday. So it's Thursday when the show is live right now.
Yep.
We are live.
Call us 844-967-2789.
Wow, I can't believe you haven't memorized. I still don't. We're live Thursday nights, but Saturday we broadcast throughout the state on the Civic Media stations. And Saturday, if you hear the show at 11 o'clock, you still have plenty of time to get to the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo. I'm cooking, and I know what I'm doing. I made 4 wild goose pot pies, and ooh. I have to tell you, I actually made like 6 of them. I delivered 2 to farmers, and they are unbelievable. They turned out so good. And then I'm going to show you how to cook one at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo. I'm doing a wild game cooking seminar at the main stage. We're running a meat calling contest. That's at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
At 11 o'clock. Or I'm sorry. That's at 11 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, we're having the meat calling contest. This is an unofficial, ooh, unsanctioned duck calling contest.
So wait, hold on. This sounds like a fantastic plug because... Go by you and eat your food at 11 o'clock. Come by me and
that's
listen
right.
to me talk about women and waterfowl.
I was just going to get to that. What is the panel that you're doing?
So the panel is me and 5 other girls, and we're talking about how getting women in the waterfowl and how we're growing as a community, the women out there, women in the outdoors.
Are you guys, is it going to be all like superficial stuff, or are you guys going to get into some of the nitty-gritty of what it takes to become a waterfowler and and some of the challenges that women in waterfowl face or in hunting in general? Are you guys going to get into some meaty stuff, or is it just going to be lighthearted, superficial
stuff? It's going to be the meaty stuff. It's going to tell you how we got into it and why we got into it, but then it's also going to tell you we're going to talk to you about what it takes to be... To become what we are. Not what we
I'm
are, but
say
you know
something
out
right
there.
Now.
What are you going to say?
Well, I'm afraid. I don't want to get criticized for this. But I, you know what? Again, I don't care. I'm not a politically correct type. But I'm going to tell you what. Women?
Mm-hmm.
Women are going to save hunting in the United
save
States.
Save hunting?
Yes. Numbers are going down around the state of Wisconsin, around the country. Now, we do have leveled off waterfowl hunting numbers, but numbers are going down of hunters nationwide. And a lot of, you know, some of it has to do with tightening rules on firearms, which are ridiculous because those people out there hunting are not people hurting with firearms, hurting mm-hmm. others with firearms. That's just silly. Some of the anti-sentiment, you know, you've got folks out there who literally are anti-hunting, and then they go and they buy their ground beef at the grocery store. They're fine with an animal born in a cage, raised in a cage, killed in a cage to be fed to them, but they're not fine with an animal that lives free its entire life and gets whacked one day. That just drives me nuts. But the bottom... biggest problem is this 3-inch by 7-inch handheld unit, two-dimensional unit that so many people are so God bless and obsessed with that I can't even stand. They're staring at their iPhones all day long instead of putting it down, picking up something, getting in the outdoors. I don't care if you hunt or don't hunt. Grab a kayak, for God's sake, and God knows I wouldn't end up in a kayak. I don't fit in the hole, and if that sucker flips, I'm done dancing. I'm just telling you, get off of the phone, Danielle.
Yes. Oh, don't tell me. Just
I'm
tell the world.
I'm just
I get
saying,
out there
look,
enough. I agree look, with you wholeheartedly.
We need, and so, this comes, I'm going to bring my point around here. The bottom line is that the fastest and largest growing contingent of hunters is women aged 18 to 35. Now, what does that mean? That means if hunting the greatest heritage in the United States. The founding fathers counted on it to live and survive. And by fathers, I mean fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers. When they were moving across this country, discovering new territory, one of the main reasons they loved this land as much as the natives who were here understood it and loved it is because the earth and the bounty that places like Wisconsin and across this country have provided for people. And here we are now, where something that is fundamental to humanity, which is gathering, foraging, being in the outdoors. You know, no wonder we're all chubby. Come on, man.
Speak for yourself, Joel.
Well, I am speaking. Anastasia, hello, you know Anastasia. I am speaking for myself. I poke at myself.
Well, when you throw around, we're all chubby, mister.
Anastasia. Get him.
To be fair, as a country, we are of the chubbier countries.
Right. We are of the chubbier countries. Yes,
there's
we
no
are.
Doubt about it. We have clothing brands named Husky. Come on. For real. So, getting out there and helping promote getting out there and being part of the outdoors and hunting and foraging and making your life provider style from the field to the table is an obligation, I feel. And I think it's women who are going to save us.
I do now. Now that you put it more like that, I absolutely do. We're definitely the fastest growing.
I don't even have to put it like that. You are doing it. You're out there with women's groups. You meet new hunters all the time.
Speaking of women's groups, I just went out bass fishing this past weekend, kayak fishing, and our wonderful kayaks that do not include a hole. It's a chair on top. No, it's very stable.
Bologna sausage. I will never get in one of those sideways bananas, I'll tell you that.
Sideways bananas? What?
I'm just kidding. They are horrible. And they're, well, I'm not going to say, they're not, look, Sherpers, downtown, Robbie Sherper, Gary Sherper, fantastic people. They sell kayaks.
Sideways
they sell the
bananas?
High. I'm just, you go for it. So you're out there.
Okay, so we're out there bass fishing. I am completely brand new to bass fishing, but I wanted to go with all girls because I don't feel judged. I don't feel pressured. It's different. I don't understand why, but it is.
When you say you don't feel judged, what does that mean? Why would you feel judged if you?
Because I feel like I don't need to impress anybody, but I feel less likely to need to impress chicks. Like I think I'm one of the dudes.
I've known you.
I feel
a
like
long
I'm
time.
One of the
Danielle,
dudes.
Yeah, we've known each other for more than like almost two decades. I don't feel like you feel like you have to impress anyone. You're out there just to enjoy the sport, aren't you?
I am 100%.
I mean, that's what it seems like to me.
You're just saying
it's more comfortable.
It's extremely comfortable. But that kind of brings us to our guest that we get to bring in.
You know what? It's good that we're going into the break talking about fishing because we have 20 seconds left and we're just going to tell you, we're going to tease it. Cody Doberstein from Reaction Tackle is
Woo!
Here. Reaction Tackle, what the Packers are going to be doing a lot of this year, and fishing equipment. We'll be right back on Raised in Wisco. Yeah. Smooth criminals. Speaking of smooth criminals.
Wow. Who's a criminal?
I was going to say, speaking of smooth criminals, Danielle Fairman is right next to me.
Hello.
Can I just say, and I don't,
you could
don't
say,
take this the wrong. You would be the least smooth criminal ever if you were a criminal. If you were a criminal, would you be a smooth criminal?
I'd be a ninja. Are you kidding me? You wouldn't even notice
that.
I'm there. I'll just karate chop. Like,
okay.
Take out your knees.
No, I think you're wrong.
Steal your wallet.
Your dog can't even go into a room without
like,
knocking stuff over, Danielle.
I'd be like, look at my dog now. Just steal their wallet.
Your dog. I love your dog. Your dog is one of the sweetest, most awesome dogs ever. But
thank you.
He can't even, like, he's not smooth. And, like, dog-like owners with even Anastasia's actually laughing. I've accomplished one of my major goals today.
You're
Anastasia.
A bit of a crunchy criminal. More
I'm crunchy.
A criminal,
she's
yeah.
a crunchy criminal.
I don't like that word.
Smooth, crunchy?
I don't like that. I don't want to be crunchy.
Well, that's because people relate the term crunchy to like anti-hunting kind of thing. Maybe
yeah,
that's why
yeah,
you don't
I was
like
thinking
crunchy.
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes?
Flake, okay, back
flaky
to fishing.
Criminal. So... We got a guest today who I'm actually pretty jacked about because in the state of Wisconsin, you know, we have such an unbelievably unique opportunity here. We've got the Great Lakes of Wisconsin, and we have done something magical by taking saltwater fish, salmon, trout, you know, the Chinook, sea forel and trout, the rainbows, browns, steelheads, and we have made them freshwater fish. Now, they work in brackish waters, but also brackish is like a combination of freshwater and saltwater. But we have a flourishing fishing in the Great Lakes of the state of Wisconsin. We have the Mississippi River, which has got Pool 9. The world famous Pool 9 that Danielle's like, pool? There's like swimming pools?
What kind of pool is this?
And one of the best bass fisheries in the country. We run national bass contests out of it on the Wisconsin and Minnesota side. And we've got more inland lakes than any other state in the country per capita, per square footage, per area. Cody Doberstein, Reaction Tackle. How did you get hooked up with Reaction Tackle? What is Reaction Tackle? And what has fishing got to do with this state, which is literally one of the biggest fishing states in the country?
Well, what's going on, everybody? Glad to be here, Joel and Daniel. Thanks so much for having me on the show. Super psyched. So I started 2 months ago with Reaction Tackle, which is based out of Big Bend, Wisconsin. We are a tackle manufacturer, and we've got over 75 products and 1,500 unique SKUs. And I got linked up with Reaction Tackle because I was working at a company that I really hated what I was doing. I was
okay. We don't need to mention that company.
Nope,
I'm sure
they were
a fantastic manufacturing partner in the great state of Wisconsin.
Yes, I was unhappy at my role, and Reaction Tackle had reached out to me. So I had applied for a role, and I actually didn't get the role I was applying for, and pitched them a brand new role I thought could really benefit them, being my current role, which is lead content creator in partnerships and promotions, and kind of the face and branding, the face and personality behind the brand.
Did anybody ever think we'd have like branding, social media, yeah, when it comes to fishing? Fishing is like one of the basic, most basic joys in life. You put a lure or a worm on a hook, and you go and you throw it in a pond somewhere.
Absolutely.
And now, in order to compete in this industry, in the outdoor industry, in fishing, in hunting, in anything quasi-related to the outdoors, you have to have a brand ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have, you know, relationship. You have to understand how Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, everything works. How do you market jigs?
Yeah, it's a phenomenal question. I think, you know, when it comes to branding, I think the Guggen Squad really did a phenomenal job of just creating this cohesive group of guys, and they went out and they started these huge social media channels, and branding really is a personality.
Who are the Guggen group of guys?
Of the Guggen Squad?
Yeah.
Well, they all started as YouTubers.
All right.
And they created content and then ended up creating the company, the Guggen Squad, and then promoting all their products through their social media. So now the fishing industry is really, you need some sort of a personality and some consistency, face, look, feel, and vibe to your content. I believe, at least, that's why I pitched the role.
Oh, there's no doubt. Oh, yeah. People relate to other people. That's why, you know, the Foul Life, the Provider, Jargon Calls, you know, WAUK puts pictures of their personalities on. Now, just about every radio show you listen to, you can see it on Facebook or YouTube, or you can go back and watch the podcast. I mean, people will sit and stare at Joe Rogan's face for hours on end, which I don't get. I mean, I think the guy's entertaining, but this has become such an integral part of marketing, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And speaking of Joe Rogan, I did bring four of our hats into the studio. I handed
yes,
them out to
did.
The crew here. And
yeah, if you're watching
you can look
right
on,
now,
let's say you can watch
Facebook,
live on Facebook.
You can
see WAUK.
I do want to point out that
this
if you're
filter
looking on
looks
Facebook,
so good on Joel.
I love this. I don't know if it's a filter or what, but it takes every wrinkle out and gives my skin this like cool glow.
Oh, my
to
Lanta.
It. I mean, it's
you
difficult.
Look good.
Well,
nobody
it's very
tell
difficult.
Him, nobody tell him that all I did was turn HD off, okay?
You turned the HD
We're
off?
We're going to keep that between us, okay?
Yeah, well, I think they used to do that on the show Moonlighting to make people appear like younger than they
oh,
were.
Oh, man.
I don't care what you did, Anastasia. I'll take it because I know it's difficult to improve on the handsomeness of this specimen here, but when you look at the way this filter, you don't have to laugh so hard at that, Danielle.
You look good, Joel. You look good.
Thank you,
You do.
Thank you, Cody.
You do. I brought hats. I'm giving compliments. I'm the brown nose.
The hats are really sweet.
Hey, I gave you beer.
Let's just
root beer. Come on. What kind of place do you think we are?
Well, let's take it back here to what Joel's question
was. We're having root beer floats later.
How do you market jigs, all right? It's a tough question.
We have 30 seconds, so quickly.
30 seconds and we're going to break, but we got a whole half hour to talk to you about it. How do you market jigs? Tell us leading into the break.
Well, you got 75 products. How do you segment those out, and how do you look at the seasonality of the products, and how do you look at the sales and look at the analytics of things? I analyze all of that, and I'm putting together a really strong strategy on how to target specific people in the seasonality. So
when we come back, we're going to talk to Cody about what are the hottest lures, especially in the heat of summer. And as we move into fall, people are going to start thinking about musky fishing and northern fishing. We're going to talk about that and give you some clues. And ice fishing. Danielle, take us to the break.
Oh, you just did. All right.
We're going to the break. We'll be right back on Raised in Wisco.
Under that pressure. I was thinking pedal to the metal till the sun comes up. I made a deal with the man on the moon. He's gonna put in some overtime. We got all night. Ready, set, let's go.
Man, I never get sick of that song. In fact, you know, I have that
song.
Chase Rice is awesome. He hunted with us with the Fowl Life last fall, and he was just in town here in Milwaukee about 3 months ago, and he hit me up and was like, hey, you want to come chill in the trailer ahead of the show? And I was like, duh. That would be awesome. So we went, and I brought Becky and Violet with me, and Chase had his girlfriend there, and they hit it off, and now she is a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
What?
Yeah, she was trying out at the time, and she made the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, and my daughter is like, cheerleading's like her
It is.
Super fun world. I mean, that's like one of her 8,000 extracurriculars, and she loves it. It's awesome. But I hung out with Chase, and we talked about gator hunting the whole time.
Ooh, I still need to go gator hunting.
Yeah, you definitely need to go alligator hunting. It's awesome, and the best thing about it is the gator is so good to eat, and then on top of it, the hide makes such awesome things.
Do you need line for gator hunting?
We do. Actually, a lot of times we do hunt the gators with musky rods. I'm not even joking about that.
A little reaction tackle.
What state do you gator hunt in?
We hunt in Florida.
Florida? Aren't you having a huge issue with pythons down there?
Yeah, they are.
All the gators?
Well, I don't think the pythons are eating the alligators. Well, I mean, I'm sure they're eating some of them, but there are so many. I mean, there are so many alligators down there. I got to show you. Look at this.
What are we looking at?
I wish I could. I wish radio had a visual medium. These are the alligator gun slings that I just had made.
Oh yeah,
rock
what are those?
And roll.
What are those?
Awesome?
The bumps called?
The hornback or the scoots?
Scoots. That's it.
Yeah. So if you're watching, I had Butch Ledoux, who's been a guest on this show before, made those. You want to talk about quality
fine
work?
Job.
Those are.
Let me see that close.
Those are gun slings.
How long do those take to break in? They look stiff.
They're a little bit stiff, but you know what? It doesn't matter when a gunsling's stiff. It's just, you know.
Yeah, just, yeah.
That looks
But they're so,
so perfect.
They are so sweet. He's so talented. He's a
beautiful.
Serious
beautiful.
Artist. Cody Doberstein is here from Reaction Tackle.
Yes, sir.
Sounds, I mean, you know, did you, first of all, I just have to ask, was the name Reaction Tackle, it just fits so well with a state that loves the Green Bay Packers. I mean, Reaction Tackle. It is an awesome name.
I only get the tackle part from Green Bay Packers.
Like Green Bay Tackers. Like it's a reaction tackle by blah, blah, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that works.
I don't know. I'm a linguist, Danielle. What do you want?
Are you not surprised that no other company in the fishing industry was called Reaction? With how popular that term is, everything is
right because of
reaction.
The what is it in the fish? The fish has got that membrane or nerve that they get that reaction strike from. We always say, "Oh, it's a reaction strike." You tick them off enough, you put it in front of their face. Can't use the P word on radio, Danielle. That's one of the words you cannot use. So you tick them off by dancing that lure, that jig, in front of their face long enough, and they will have a reaction strike. Right?
Yeah.
Is that
like
the basis
frogs,
of the name?
You know, you go top water frog in. Sometimes you'll catch a reaction. So as soon as it hits the surface, blah, you hit that huge explosion.
Ooh,
extremely fun.
What
way
am
to
I thinking of? Do you know what I'm talking about? There's a nerve in the fish that causes them to feel the vibration in the water and have that reaction strike.
You guys are looking at me like I'm crazy.
I'll come up with it though. And if I don't, I'm going to look it up at the break because I'm going to tell you what, it's driving me nuts.
It's going to drive you nuts.
But what? So reaction tackle.
Yep.
Out of Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. We're talking about a local company.
Big
Bend, Wisconsin. Tell me about the hottest lures, jigs, baits. What's the hottest thing going right now? I mean, we go back and forth from swim baits to plastics to jigs. What's the hottest thing on the market right now?
Yeah, so 2016, we started with our moss green braided line, and we also started with a tungsten weight. So those were our kind of like our legacy products.
And tungsten has changed fishing.
Yeah.
It's so much heavier than lead, sinks a lot faster.
It's twice the density as lead. It's much more compact profile. And as you're seeing now, legislation's coming out and limiting anglers' ability to use lead because it taints the water systems and everything in it. So tungsten is becoming more and more popular, not because of that legislation, but because it's a more effective fishing technique.
Yeah.
More effective material.
There is kind of a political aspect to the whole lead issue. Obviously, you cannot use lead in waterfowl. You have to use non-toxic shot, which they call. To me, I don't know. I'll be honest. It's a little frustrating because it's like, oh, we don't want lead in the water, which I understand. You don't want lead contaminating things. Lead paint, you know, has led to some real issues, particularly in Wisconsin, because people ended up eating lead paint chips and it can cause serious, you know, nervous system issues. Yep. For people who eat it. But on the other side of it, lead comes from the earth. It's not like it's some crazy deal. But I think we're going to see, this is one of those areas where I don't think legislation or not, I think the public's going to move to it because it is a better, more effective product to fish with.
Yep.
Now, and you guys do a lot of tackle too, right? You
Absolutely.
Do baits and
we
lures.
We have tackle trays, bags, we have backpacks, we have, our definitive product really is our line though. We have...
Is that what you have over there? You brought your whole smorgasbord in.
You guys wouldn't believe all the gear that I brought in here. Almost every single product we have in a Milwaukee pack out. It's a beautiful thing. Anyways...
Well, why don't you show us
something? It is all organized and everything. I'm definitely interested in learning about this. I need...
All right, so...
Okay, if I want to go walleye fishing, what do you got?
So you've got like trays and trays of braided line.
So walleye fishermen they troll majority of the time for walleye, right? So you're going to want metered line if you don't have a counter. So you're going to want to use something that is metered. So that's when this camouflage comes in play. So
every
10 meters, it's going to change color. So we've got all these different colors of metered line, and we call them camo or multicolor.
Now, I want to stop and go through that because I don't think people realize how cool it is. I mean, I fish a lot. I fished my whole life. I never even realized that when you're fishing, you've got certain lines that you can tell how much line is out and the depths of something just by looking at the line that's coming out of your spool. And you said the walleye line is important to do that. So I'm going to ask you this question. Walleye are also the most temperamental about seeing line. Mm. So how do you balance that between walleye being very finicky about seeing the line, which is why a lot of people don't use the braided on walleyes because they're worried about them seeing it. But on the other side, you've got a line that you're able to tell what it is, but the fish is still striking it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So you've got two forms of line. You're going to either use a fluorocarbon or a mono leader, which is you'd put 5 to 10 feet of leader on, and you tie that directly to your braid. So you've got what the fish can see, and you have what the angler can see. The angler has to know which lines, because a lot of times you're trolling with six lines off the back, and you've got people on your boat, and you have to know where your lines are so they're not getting crisscrossed, all these things once you get a hookup. But then, like you said, the walleye, they can see that braided colored line, so you tie on a fluorocarbon or a monofilament, which we do have fluorocarbon and monofilament in a multitude of colors.
Is that like your biggest product, the braided line that's got, you know, the metered braided line? Is that something that sells really well? Or is that something that some people don't even know about yet?
It's in combination. That's kind of my role at the organization, is how do we spread the word and continue to drive that awareness, right? Metered line is also used with bass fishermen because it looks cool.
Yeah,
it looks
sure
cool, that's
it. You know, you've got a particular colored rod and reel, and you want to match your line to your reel. there's that aesthetics portion of the business.
This is very true.
That's like, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I definitely do that.
And that's where TikTok comes in. We started up a TikTok account. We're overdriving that awareness on TikTok via live stream.
How do people check out your Instagram and TikTok and your social medias?
Reaction Tackle everywhere. Plain and simple. Just look up Reaction Tackle.
It's a pretty blue bass on it.
Yep. Yeah,
sure.
Thank you.
I'm kind of surprised. I'll be honest. I'm kind of surprised you guys were able to land that name, Reaction Tackle.
Absolutely.
Because that seems like something someone should have thought of, you know, in the caveman days. But you guys have it, and you're right here out of Big Bend, Wisconsin, Waukesha County.
Okay. Yep.
And I'm telling you, folks, one of the things that this show is about is promoting the great state of Wisconsin and the products that come out of the state of Wisconsin. So if you're a fisher person, if you're an angler, get out there and definitely check out the Reaction Tackle. Danielle,
I have questions.
One thing that kills me, because like now the outdoors used to just be about how do I catch a fish or how do I hunt an animal successfully. Now there is an entire artful structure around the design of what you wear. There's a whole fashion industry with fishing and hunting now that didn't exist before. How do you deal with that, Cody? But actually, answer that question
That's
because
question.
I really want to know the answer to that. And Danielle, don't forget your question.
Oh, I won't. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So and when it comes to the aesthetics of fishing, right, you're seeing all these social media influencers. They're coming out, and even some of the very large global manufacturers are coming out with these lifestyle-related clothing brands with their brands. And so I've talked about it, and I'm actually wearing a hat today that I just paid for and created, something that's a little bit more, you know, with the times, I guess.
Yeah, it's really modern, really in vogue, slick.
More
like
lifestyle.
What do the
maybe
kids
you wouldn't
say these days? It's bussin'.
Oh, maybe. Bussin'? Yeah.
It's fire.
Ooh, what? Fire, yeah.
It's fire. I don't know. That my daughter says
I
that.
I say,
yeah.
You know what, dude, what word I'm bringing back?
Bussin'.
It's ballin'.
Oh, Joel.
Baller.
Oh, you're the man.
It's bussin', man.
Yeah, you know, just when it comes to lifestyle stuff, being the face and kind of the personality behind the brand, I want to portray that. And in a way that is kind of, you know, with the times, and I'm a young guy, I'd like to think, just turned 30, join the club.
Yeah, you're still young, bro.
Yeah, I'm
when
35.
You're 52.
Yeah.
When you're 52,
four, so there we go.
And I'm dead, then you can say you're not as young anymore. But I think it blows my mind, and I don't know how to feel about it yet. And Danielle, it's like when we had the topic of the fact that there's not a lot, but it's growing, of hunting clothing that is made for and fits women. You had brought that up to me before.
Lanta, yes, I have.
So one thing that's interesting to me is if it does have more of a fashion aspect to it, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because all of these things we're talking about are things that are going to get someone interested in fishing.
Well, it's the whole...
And hunting.
It's the separate. It's the fashion outside of it, so you can still represent what you use and what you do outside of when you're actually doing it, and then using it when you actually are doing it for, like, the woman Sika or the DSG. Like, I like to use their stuff because I have stuff that you don't, and you got stuff that I don't. So, like, things need to align properly for me to have a better life, so I can squat down when I see a bird coming, or so I could just sit and be chill and actually be comfortable and not have to adjust my legs all the time or go to the restroom.
Yeah, I would add on to that and say that it all begins with the product that you're offering, right? Because no one's going to rep your brand if they don't believe in your product, and it's a high-quality product that is seen in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think people rep brands and they fade, but the ones that have longevity are the ones that are the quality product.
Yeah, the quality product.
Absolutely.
And then I have this issue now. When it says waterproof, let it be waterproof. I have bought 3 different waders of a certain brand for chicks, and every single one leaks.
Yeah.
I'm
going to tell you something. There is no such thing as waterproof. That's what I have learned in life.
There's
no waterproof watch. There's no waterproof gun. There's no waterproof
anything. Everything is water resistant.
Nothing is waterproof. I have an $800 pair of hunting boots that I put all the beeswax on and everything else, and they are not waterproof.
Very annoying.
Yeah, even I got the iPhone 14, and I was shooting content at my parents' backyard in their pool in their backyard, and I'm like, Do I dunk my iPhone? Get some underwater footage?
That'd be
cool. I contemplated it for like 30 minutes.
Don't do it.
And I was like,
Definitely not. I can't do it. Nope.
I'm not
because it's those
do
marketers.
That.
They tell us we can do it, but
yeah,
it's
and then
nope.
I screw up my
no,
phone.
No, get the you know what? Get a go. Get a cheap GoPro and put the case around it. That's
or just get
that little
clear pouch thing, and then record it.
I do have a GoPro, and we do have some great footage on our social media. You guys can check that out.
Okay, but question because we're about to go to break in two minutes. I am so flipping confused, and Google does not tell me the correct answer, and it keeps giving me 50 different answers.
Hit me.
Okay, so I just want to go bass fishing, okay?
Yeah.
30 pound? What?
All right, so it depends. So if you're going...
Because I'm not
going
to catch a 30-pound fish.
It depends on the foliage.
I might,
a lot of it's depending on the foliage. So
like,
if you're,
you have 30-pound, 15-pound, 45, 25, or 40...
Oh, it goes up to 100-pound.
We fish for gators with 100-pound braided line.
Oh, yeah. But if you're going bass fishing and you hook into a lily pad, those things are anchored so deep and they're so hard to get out. You want to trust that you can yank that out. So go with – I've got 20-pound braid, but people go up to 65, 80-pound with depending on the
foliage. So it's pretty much just preference.
It's preference. So much in the fishing industry is preference, and people know they have the
what you like to cast, what's not going to get bound up in your bait caster. There's a million things.
Yeah.
Oh, I got my first bait caster, and everyone keeps telling me I'm going to nest that baby
they're
up.
They're rat's nests.
You'll figure it out real quick. There's two settings. You got the break, and you got the fall setting. Dial those in, you're good to go.
I'm so pumped.
And we are setting up for a break, so we're going to be right back on Raising Wisco. We got Cody Doberstein from Reaction Tackle with us, and, of course, Danielle. And I'm Joel Clayfish. We'll be right back. When it comes to bass fishing and fishing in general, people are very superstitious. And part of that superstition is in what you're using out there, what rig you got set up. Cody Doberstein from Reaction Tackle, you have got the studio filled with, like, awesome, crazy plastics.
So much stuff.
And I'm going to tell you something. There is something, if you're just getting into fishing, or you'd like to get into fishing, you may or may not have ever heard of the term wacky rigging something. So Cody's going to explain what wacky rigging is and why it's so dang effective, man. At the end of the day, and I see you brought in some topwater frogs that are absolutely look fantastic, and you're going to get that reaction strike from the bass when they hit the water and you're chugging them through. They just can't help themselves. Mm-hmm. But I still think the most effective way to hunt bass.
Look at you
fish
go.
Bass, is the wacky rig. Where did the wacky rig come from, and why is it so effective and so popular?
You know, it just kind of came out of the blue, just like the Nico rig within the last couple of years. I don't know if you've heard of the Nico rig. It's essentially wacky rigging, but a nail weight in the end that just is.
Yeah, I have.
You know, it makes that front end
a little
bit
slides
heavier.
A little more instead of just the...
It's top heavy, so it's just you can bounce it off the bottom a little bit more. Wacky rigging has been around for a while now, and it's just such an effective way to get bass in the boat.
So wacky rigging, you meaning...
Wacky rigging, you can do a couple ways. You can stick an extra wide gap hook through the center of the worm, and then you toss it out there, you let it sink naturally, let that gravity take it down, and then you twitch it a couple times, and then you let it sink and twitch it a couple times. Nine out of ten times, you're gonna get a strike on that.
Okay.
I don't know why. We came out with 11 different colors, and we're continuing to come out with more. We sell a 24-pack for $14.99. It's a value pack, and they're very, very good at delivering bass.
They're just unbelievable. So what do they call? I mean, I use these, you know, stick baits or soft baits, they call them stick baits. And you've got a million colors in here. And I always try to match the color of the water with the worm I'm using. Is that the correct approach or not?
Go as natural as possible. There's so many variables when it comes to bass fishing. My rule of thumb is go as natural as possible. Look at what's around you.
Don't they say, like, if the sun's out, you gotta use brighter stuff, and then if it's darker, use darker stuff.
Actually, I heard they say
if the sun's out, guns out.
Oh, Danielle. That's me all day, Joel.
Yeah. I'm a proponent on go natural.
I don't want to bust my new shirt.
You know,
speaking of busting.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. This is one reason I'm glad radio doesn't have a visual component, because if Danielle and I compared biceps, I'm pretty sure she would win that contest.
I'm very proud of my biceps.
Yeah. Like, holy cow.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Danielle, holy cow. What are you curling these days?
Look at
100
that.
100 pounds? What? Anastasia's in there. She's cheering for you.
Do you want to touch it?
No, but I don't want to arm wrestle you either, because that would both of those things would end disastrously.
Okay, was this correct when I did it? I put this on sideways, so I call it a mustache bait.
Sure. Yeah, you can call it a mustache bait.
I put it on sideways, and I started casting out sideways, and I learned how to skip. I'm very good at skipping.
Cool.
Okay, and then, skip under docks.
Uh-huh. I'm brand new. So this is all wonderful stuff to me right
Danielle,
now.
One great thing about what? You, man, you embrace, like, the newest thing, new to you, and you just go for it. I mean, like, yeah. One week, Danielle's in the studio like, I don't know, I think I'm going to try noodling. And the next time I see her, there's a picture of, like, a 400-pound catfish up to her shoulder.
Oh, you went?
Oh yes.
She did it,
multiple
bro.
Times.
Look okay. out.
All right. I mean, this, yeah. I don't know who I'm sitting next to.
No, it's...
Hey, if you're going to do something, you got to do it. Just like you have to go...
it's crazy.
Layup boat
Cape
duck
buffalo
hunting.
Hunting? Oh. I thought you were going to say Cape Buffalo. I want to hunt a Cape Buffalo.
Okay. That, you have to go Cape Buffalo hunting.
They call them Black Death in South Africa.
I feel like there's more of a chance of you doing that than going out layup boat hunting.
I don't think so.
No?
Schaller does it. Todd Schaller does layup boat hunting. I think I'm going to give it a try. In fact, I'm going to be talking to him this weekend at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo. Danielle is going to be on a panel there about women in hunting. And I'm going to be making... Ooh. Pot pies, showing you how to turn wild game into the most delicious food you can eat, because God knows I love to eat. We got provider spices and rubs. The Fowl Life's going to be there. Jargon's going to be there, along with everything you could imagine. And I'm telling you what, I'll bet you. Now, this is a question I have for you, Cody Doberstein from Reaction Tackle.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys getting around to some of the shows?
That is something we will be taking a look at. Someone brought up the Catfish and Crappie Conference coming up in February. We might be attending that.
The Catfish and Crappie Conference.
That's it.
All I can see right there is like the old-time picture of the dogs playing cards at the table, like a catfish and a crappie at a conference table.
Yep.
It's the Catfish and Crappie Conference.
That's
is that
it.
A dad joke, Danielle?
I
like
that.
I'm a new dad, though.
I don't know what you're talking about with the catfish and the crappie, but I know the dogs playing poker.
Okay. Well, you could have a catfish, a crappie, and a dogfish, I guess, playing poker. I
mean, well, so something about Reaction Tackle is we are still absolutely bootstrapping. We're like startup style. You know, 2016, only 7 years into it, just brought on me and one other person. We're still as lean as physically possible as we can get. And, you know, shows, you need a way to measure the success of them.
Well,
and
for sure.
Might be getting into that space very soon.
Well, I have to tell you now, and I'm not joking about this, one of the things about social media, so there's good and bad with social media. I mean, half the time I can't stand social media because it drives me nuts that people spend so much time on it and aren't into the great outdoors. But then the great aspect of social media is you can actually sample something you like by watching it and learning about it before you actually purchase it. And the products that you brought in here, I mean, these look like some fairly high quality products. In fact, I'm looking at the stick baits. They say high quality
socks.
High quality.
Are these called Senkos?
They're
Senko
style.
Not allowed to say it.
You're not allowed.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Trademark, just like chatterbait with a vibrating bladed jigs.
Oh,
it's just like a word, like Kleenex.
So these are stick baits, is what I've called these.
Yeah.
Is that what you call them? Too?
I call them
stick
wacky worms.
Wacky worm, wacky rigs, wacky worms. Yeah,
I call them mustache worms.
What a surprise.
While we're on the wacky worms, too, we sell O-rings and a wacky worm tool makes the world of wacky rigging extremely easy.
Because what about those
the hook is not going to be cutting through the worm and deteriorating
correct.
A lot faster.
We are getting close to the end of the show, and I feel like Cody had a very special announcement for
you guys.
Our listeners.
Such phenomenal listeners. I wanted to hook all you beautiful listeners up with a promo code, which is WISCO20 for 20% off our storefront. Go to reactiontackle.com and use that code. It expires Sunday at midnight.
Sunday at midnight. Take advantage of it.
Like Danielle, if you're new into bass fishing or if you're a seasoned veteran, make sure you take advantage. We bring value packs to the market. The highest quality products for the cheapest we can do it. yeah, go support us. We appreciate you guys.
Well, that is awesome.
Thank you.
Again, it just goes to, and one of the, this is so great to have the show Raised in Wisco, because people say, oh, well, what is the format? The format is what we want it to be. Talking about the great state of Wisconsin, the great outdoors, the products that are made here, the products that are sold here in the state of Wisconsin. We got a company in here right now, Big Bend, Wisconsin, Reaction Tackle. You know, we talk about the Wisconsin connection to just about everything. And thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week. Check us out at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo this weekend in Oshkosh. Have a great week. We'll be seeing you next week on Raised in Wisco. We're out.